Good morning, Madam President. It's a great pleasure for me, since it's the first time I took the floor on behalf of my delegation, to extend to you, Madam President, the warm felicitations for assuming the presidency of our assembly. As you may be aware, that it is a great pleasure also to know that Committee A has already succeeded in drafting its report and is now adopting its report, and it's ready to be adopted by the Assembly. And because my country is always in a position to believe firmly that the best for all of us as member states to reach consensus on all matters that are discussed. For that, we were interested to reach that level of success in adopting the issues that are undertaken by the Committee A. We were very much concerned that reaching a success is the best thing that we could do in this committee. Therefore, I would like to raise a few issues regarding the resolution on the promotion of health of migrants and refugees. Everybody knows in the world that my country is facing a huge flow of illegal, irregular, stranded migrants heading towards Europe. And everybody knows that they come via a very illegal means, which is by throwing themselves in the arms of smugglers and human traffickers. Therefore, I wanted just to clarify something, that the health of migrants is very necessary, and we do believe that it's a basic human rights that could be respected and protected. Yet, as you may be aware, that the health system of my country is totally collapsed with the ongoing armed conflict that's going on these days, with the current political and economic crisis that is blowing up the country. We are not able to provide the primary health care to our own citizens, let alone to provide it to stranded migrants, particularly when it comes to vaccines that are provided to children. We have a huge shortage of medicines, and we cannot provide, no matter how we try. Secondly, we are not a member, we are not a party to the Convention of 1951 regarding refugees, and we do not have refugees on our soil. What we have is only stranded illegal migrants. Therefore, we are not committed to provide any kind of health assistance to refugees, only when it's appropriate and only after providing it to our own citizens. So, for all this said and done, I wish this assembly a great success, and also all the resolutions and decisions taken by the two committees, a very successful adoption. Thank you, Madam President.